Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we continue to take you through the fastest 2 hours in radio. I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell, and thank you so much for making a point to join us on this Friday night. We want to connect with you. We want to hear from you. Join us online at Twitter, at E-Radio Sports, and check out all of our amazing hosts at our network, yahoosportsradio.com. Check out their shows as well, and ours, /podcast. What a great show we've got already going. And that, of course, we're going to introduce right now is Andy Pondillo from Yahoo Sports Radio. He is our Major League Baseball go-to guy who just celebrated a birthday last week, and I certainly hope you're on your very best behavior.
Always on my best behavior, and I got some stuff coming up, so I decided I'd save my money this year.
Oh, yes. Spring is in the air. It'll be here before you know it. So we've got a lot of storylines that we want to get into. Obviously, it's been a very busy offseason, so it is time to kind of analyze the moves that have been made by some of the teams, some blockbuster trades, the ever-changing rosters. But there are some big-name pitchers that are still available, and I'm thinking about James Shields. Where is his ultimate destination going to be?
Well, MLB.com tells me the number one destination are the Padres or the Marlins, and that's a bit of a head-scratcher if you follow Major League Baseball. Not the two teams that usually land these blockbuster deals. However, the Shields' asking price is that of a number one starter. And Shields, while he's been very good at what he does, he's going to get you that 200-inning barrier. He's probably going to have an ERA in the low threes to mid threes. I don't know if there's a team out there that's going to want to pay top dollar, $110 million, for a guy that's 33 years old. You're going to put him under a five-year contract. You know, he's been fairly healthy for his career. He hasn't had that many big injuries, so you would say that he should be healthy, but you're also going to get him for the back end of his career, where we see even the best pitchers, like a Greg Maddux, of a Randy Johnson, these guys, even when Father Time starts to catch up to them in their late 30s, their numbers dramatically decline. So you have to ask yourself, are you going to pay $20 million a year for a guy that could have his ERA driven into the fours? And I don't think a lot of teams are willing to do it.
Andy, so what I hear you saying is that Shields, he's going to have to come down on his price if he wants to pitch a full season, because holding out is only going to hurt his personal performance.
I think it is, and I would hope that he wants to sign somewhere before spring training's up, but it seems like a new wave of baseball now where they're starting to take a page out of the NFL's book, where guys will hold out through spring training. We've seen Kendrys Morales last year, Stephen Drew. These guys held out all the way into the regular season because they felt they deserve more. Now, we've hardly ever seen a guy of James Shields and his magnitude in terms of contract value wait this long in a game to sign. I think they're going to have to come down at some point, or he's going to have to forfeit part or all of spring training, which I think would be very detrimental to him getting ready for the team he's going to for their season. Spring training, very important for pitchers to get out there and just condition, throw a few innings, try some new things, and then just get that feel for the baseball.
It is our MLB news and notes this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Our guest, Andy Pondillo, our producer of the Big E Sports Show, and right here at YSR, is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. So as we're talking about some of the big-name pitchers that are still available, obviously multiple offers are going to be coming James Shields' way. When do you anticipate, though, the decision will be made?
I don't know. It's kind of confusing. I think if things are done right, it should happen just before spring training, within the next week. So it really could happen at any second right now. I don't know what the asking price has come down to. Just from everything I hear around the league is that they're asking for ace caliber dollar. And when you're a guy like Shields, you wait till a Lester signs. You wait till a Max Scherzer signs. He's not going to get as much as these guys because of his age. He won't get as much in terms of years. But I would be willing to bet he's going to ask for just as much in salary. I'm just not going to pay a 33-year-old the same amount I'm going to pay a guy that's in his late 20s.
Well, I think you bring up a great point, Andy. Let's talk about the risks of signing a pitcher that's already in their 30s to a four or five-year deal.
Well, it could drop off pretty quickly. Right now, I would say that he should still, if you sign him, you should still be able to get two very solid years out of him, putting up to the 35-year-old age marker. And then from there, it could drop. It doesn't mean he's going to become a bad pitcher, but teams are always looking for value. How do we value $20 million a year? Do we value it in a starting pitcher? Do we value it in three relief pitchers? Do we value it in trying to go get a bat for the outfield, for first base? Do we value it in a combination of players that we can put together in a starting lineup and get maximized production? There's a lot of different ways you could dice up the pie, and there's not a lot of teams that are just willing to go out, spend, 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 even though it's an unlimited salary cap, obviously with penalties if you spend too much. But it's just there's a budget for every team. I don't think there's a lot of teams willing to go into this for Shields. Now, the teams like the Padres and Marlins are interesting because they generally don't spend. And then this year, they've shown that they're willing to build those teams up all of a sudden. You have to think with the Padres, if they are trying to compete this year and that's their goal, they would need another pitcher in that rotation to be able to combat the Giants and the Dodgers.
Okay, so we highlight James Shield. Talk to us about Cole Hamels, because I know there's a number of teams that are trying to pry him away from the Phillies.
There's a lot of teams, and the asking price is really ridiculous. It's kind of interesting that Ruben Amaro Jr., for year after year after year with the Phillies, would not rebuild, kept all that unit intact, where we saw the Chase Utleys, the Jimmy Rollins, the Ryan Howards, and then Cole Hamels, the ace of that rotation. We've seen all these guys hang together, and now we're starting to see it broken up just a little bit. Cole Hamels is going to be on the market, and he's going to be as expensive as it comes when it comes to prospects. However, a team like the Red Sox, who he's been linked to a lot, has a very stable farm system, and they've made a rash of moves this year that have put them back in contention, you would think, though the rotation lacks a true ace. The rotation lacks a lot of depth, so Cole Hamels becomes a huge target for them. And I think there's a number of teams that could land Cole if they wanted to. You get him for 3 years. It's $22 million a year. For the production that he possesses, I believe he's 29 years old. I think this is a perfect deal for a team that's right on the cusp of competing to go for it. This is an all-go-for-it deal. So if you think you can win a World Series this year, I think this is the move. And it's not really for just this year. It's for 3 years. However, if any team is going to acquire Cole, they're going to give up their top probably one, two, or three prospects. So the price is going to come steep. There's teams out there that could get him if they want him, but are they willing to do it? I think the Phillies are going to make that move, and I think that it may not happen before the regular season starts. I could see this being a trade deadline deal for a team that's trying to make a run for the World Series.
Well, and also with the Phillies, there's got to be that risk-reward. I mean, waiting to trade Campbell Hamels. I mean, you're talking about, or Cole Hamels, you're talking $22 million a year. It is steep for Hamels, but you just have to wonder how long they're going to wait.
Well, I don't think they should wait long, because the longer the Phillies wait to rebuild this team, the longer it's going to be before they can start winning again. They have to get over this hump. They have to admit failure with the team that they have and begin this process. It's going to be hard because they got a lot of bad contracts on this team. I think Ryan Howard is virtually untradeable unless he becomes Ryan Howard of 4 years ago. And Chase Utley, he's shown that he doesn't want to leave Philadelphia. So it's a bit of a mess over there on how they're going to fix this problem. Cliff Lee, another guy. So they're going to have to start finding a way to get rid of more of these guys sooner than later, or they're going to be stuck in this transitional phase where they don't really know what they are. And when they're stuck in that phase, about the best you can do is 70, 75, 78 wins, and that doesn't really get you anything. It doesn't get you a top draft pick because you're in the middle of the pack, and it definitely doesn't get you in the hunt for a playoff position.
We're breaking down the busy offseason in MLB. Our news and notes with Andy Pondillo from YSR. We got to step aside for a quick commercial break. We got much more to get into this evening with Andy Pondillo right here at YSR.